Right now, we're going to see if we can help Donna, who's challenged with a little bit of a kitchen cabinet issue down in Florida. Donna, welcome to the Today's Home Water Radio Show.
Thank you.
Tell us what's going on with these white kitchen cabinets you have.
Well, I bought a house who had the white kitchen cabinets were already there. The house is 15 years old. The previous owners had taken white enamel paint and painted around all the knobs on the kitchen cabinets. Now, when after you use them for about a week, they turn black and the paint is wearing off. And so my question to you is, what can I do to remedy this? Do I need to replace the cabinet fronts, or is there any type of paint I can use? I'm looking to you for advice.
All right. Well, we certainly will do our best on that. You know, the first thing I would try is just to clean it and see if the paint is durable enough to be able to be clean, because that could be just a little bit of, you know, grease or a little bit of just oil from the hands and everything that's causing that dark color. One of the things that is amazing in how good it works is to actually take a sponge, a clean sponge, dampen it a little bit, put it in the microwave for about 10 seconds, then use some gloves and use it to kind of accelerate the cleaning. I would also use a citrus spray. You know how popular those citrus degreasers are. And that might just do the trick in eliminating that color, you know, the darkness and so forth on there. It's certainly helps to really give a deep clean to cabinets, whether they're painted or stained. If that doesn't do it, really the only thing I would know there then is to remove the knobs. And you probably don't have to paint everything, but here's what you could do on this one, Donna, is take one door off. Just take the smallest door off, take it down to the paint counter at the home center, and have them match you some paint exactly like that. While you're there with the door, get them to tell you if that's an oil or latex that's on the cabinets. I would bet it's latex, but see whatever you have there. If it's an oil base, then buy a quart of oil base paint that would match that. Then when you go back, you can put the door back on, take the knobs off, and then you can put just one light coat after some light sanding, put it over, just one light coat. Pick you up a brand new good quality brush while you're there too, so that you can eliminate the brush strokes. And then just go up and down with those brush strokes and put a nice fresh coat on the outside of the cabinets, just the outside of the doors. So I think that would be the way to do it, because then you're putting an extra layer of protection, and whatever they did before, that'll kind of put that behind you and put a more durable coat on front that would be a lot cleanable.
Oh, that's great. So do you recommend a brush or a foam brush?
Either one's fine. I never did really like the foam brushes too much. Joe, have you used those foam brushes much? I know we use them for touch-ups from time to time, but what about, you think that'll help on eliminating those brush strokes?
Yeah, I used foam brushes typically, Donna, just for applying like polyurethane or finish like that, because you don't want to get the bristles stuck in that, because it's such a thick, heavy material to spread. But if I'm understanding correctly, so this black staining you're seeing is around the knobs on the cabinet door itself, right?
Right, and it's where you can tell that they just painted around the knobs. The rest of the cabinets look great.
Yeah, well, obviously, you're always supposed to remove the knobs when you're painting. But as Danny said, I would remove the knobs and touch up the paint. The other thing you could do, and we just had our kitchen cabinets all refinished and repainted. And what I did is I bought knobs, I replaced the old knobs with knobs that stick out a little bit, so that when you open it, you're much less likely to touch the cabinet. I mean, that's really what you want to avoid doing, is touching the cabinet at all. And they do make knobs that have like escutcheon plates, like a metal decorative plate around the back of the knob. So when you reach for the knob, you won't be touching the painted surface. Because, I mean, if you're going to keep touching this painted surface, it's going to keep getting stained, you know, no matter how careful you are. So that's another option, is replacing with knobs that stick out just enough that you can easily grip the knob to open the door without touching the painted finish itself.
Okay. What a great idea.
Every now and then, Donna, every now and then, I come up with an idea.
Every now and then he has one.
Well, I watch your show every week, and I've gotten so many good ideas, so I knew that you all would know the answer.
Well, good. Well, we certainly appreciate that, and keep watching. We've got a lot of brand new shows coming up. We're going to have a lot of fun with them.
Okay, thank you very much.
Good luck.
Okay, Donna, you have a great weekend. We'll talk with you soon.